was a tactical trick, a work of camouflage made to resemble a twisted hunk of ship debris, charred and jagged at the edges as if it had been torn from a ship in a violent explosion. A whole team of artists from the International Fleet had worked on its design for weeks, meticulously painting and bending every square inch of the metal exterior until it looked like space junk. Barely worth anyone's notice except as a possible collision threat. The Formics would see it, dismiss it as harmless, and the Marine concealed inside could float right up to the Formic ship and cut his way inside. A nice idea. But Mazur had his doubts, doubts he had expressed in every test flight report. Whether anyone actually read the reports and paid him any attention, he couldn't tell. He cleared his mind and focused on the task at hand, finding the pattern in the capsule's spin. Mazur let his body go limp, feeling the centripetal forces pulling at him from multiple directions. The spin was a sequence, repeating itself again and again. An object in motion stayed in motion. If Mazur could identify that sequence, if he could anticipate how the capsule would spin next, he could prepare himself properly to exit the capsule when he reached his target. Our brains weren't programmed for this, he thought. A lifetime of living in a gravitational environment has trained us to process trajectories completely differently. He wondered if he would ever get used to zero-G. Even after years of training in space, he still felt like an awkward novice, not because his movements were clumsy, but because he was nowhere near as agile out here as he had once been on Earth. If I had started out here as a child, he thought, or if I had begun training as a tween, this would all be second nature by now. He envied the free miner recruits for this very reason. Most of them were born in space on asteroid mining vessels throughout the Kuiper or asteroid belts. Zero-G was their home. Flight came easily. Spinning, launching, mapping a trajectory. They didn't have to think about it. They just moved. Of course, the bureaucracy at the IF kept free miners from reaching any legitimate position of influence within the fleet. Those positions were held by experienced soldiers from Earth, the career officers who had clawed their way to the top and weren't about to let blue-collar rock diggers give them any orders. That left free miners with the remedial jobs within the fleet. Mechanics, load operators, shipbuilders, cooks. Critical entities, to be sure. But why not train them for combat? They had more experience with the environment. Teaching them to handle a weapon seemed easier than teaching Earth-grown soldiers to think in zero-G. Or why not pair free miners with soldiers? Mazur had made the suggestion to a dozen different commanders. Have the free miner teach the Marine how to fly, and have the Marine teach the free miner the essentials of combat. Unify the cultures, share information and expertise, break down the barriers, and integrate the personnel to produce soldiers more capable in every way. Oh, how Mazur's commanding officers had laughed at that. Silly, silly, Mazur, don't you get it? Don't you understand your place? There are soldiers and there are worker bees, and the uneducated rock diggers will always be the bees. Free miners saved us, Mazur had countered. If not for their help, we would have lost the war. But he had quickly learned that saying so only invited isolation and dismissal. Do your job, Mazur, they said. Either you're one of us or you're one of them. If you're one of us, you won't keep trying to drag outsiders into the IF. Nobody seemed to care that Mazur had actually fought the Formic invaders, on Earth and in space. All that mattered was his official record, in which his elite training was pretty much trumped by charges of insubordination. The elite training was from New Zealand, after all, not one of the great powers, so treating him well wouldn't give the bureaucrat any career advantage. And there was no point in explaining that his insubordination consisted of him fighting.